As sea levels rise and hurricanes strengthen, Living on Earth's explorer in residence, Mark Seth Lender, is keenly aware of the risks of living right on the Connecticut coast. But being that close to nature, in all her ferociousness, sure does inspire.
Child of the weather is building castles made of sand, scooped out from beneath the bulkheads and all around the boulders of the groins and breakwaters until they reach a toppling geometry. Child takes and makes a deep moat near shore, then a long linear battlement of sandbars. Another moat, another bar. That's as far as she got this time. Because the weather herself climbed down from those 70-knot gusts in a 50-knot blow to a normal small craft warning and took the child home. Well, I tell you what. The house has stopped swaying on its tree trunk wide, treetop high pilings. They shake, but do not shatter. This small castle made of wood behind a seawall. When child is out to play, and it is only play, when the windows only chime like a baby rattle, when the highest storm-gathered tides wash under and not away, we will have the brief and pleasant privilege to watch the sun come up and how, for an instant, the lowest edge of brilliance pools on the horizon like a kiss, and hazard a guess what will come this way by the clouds, if they are soft and round or thin long threads, and what direction they are coming from, and say, tomorrow it will rain, tomorrow it will snow, as temperature and time of year allow, because there will be one more day. Or inhale deeply of that certain late summer perfume, its tropical intoxication, and say, hurricane coming this way. And wonder, will it be the next and only one of many for the year, or for us, the last? Only child of the weather knows, and will not tell. This time we only bend. Only the clouds break to reveal a coruscation of stars.
That's Living on Earth's explorer in residence, Mark Seth Lender.